knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
You're awake. I don't believe this. You are actually awake.
What are you talking about?
Jack's reunion. Terry, you slept through the whole thing last night.
His reunion? That was downtown at the Blackwell Hotel.
Yeah, it may have started downtown, the Blackwell Hotel, but it ended up right here at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Jack brought his Navy buddies here?
No. They brought him, or I should say they carried him.
Oh, well, that was nice of them.
Nice? Terry, they plopped him down right in the middle of the floor, and then they proceeded to have their party all over again.
Here?
You should have seen these guys. They were running around here with their little squirting flowers and their sneezing powder and their dumb whoopee cushions.
Sounds like I missed a great party.
You missed a bunch of jerks.
Oh, come on, Janet. You have to learn to be more tolerant. I mean, after all, boys will be boys. Ah!
Girls, could you keep the noise down? I'm not feeling... Oh, my God, I'm seeing snakes.
Courtesy of your Navy pals.
They were here?
Mm-hmm. Too bad you weren't.
Oh, look, I don't want to talk about this right now. I need some coffee.
I'm sorry, but the snakes drank it all.
Oh.
Too bad Jack doesn't have any coffee.
Yeah. Well, milk is better for me anyway.
Hey, Jack, tell me something. Were you and that bunch of jerks in the Navy together or reform school?
Yeah, why don't you just give them a break? You know, they're just some guys trying to let off a little steam. They're really a wonderful bunch of... jerks!
Look, Jack, he found the coffee!
Hey, that makes me feel so much better. I can actually go and get dressed now.
Mm. Oh, sit down. I'll make you some coffee. Coffee.
Thank you, Terry. You really are an... Ow! Ow!
What's the matter?
Oh, that's what I'd like to know. That really hurts.
I had a dog that used to do that. Let me look.
No, you will not. Are you kidding?
Jack, don't be silly. If something's wrong, I can help. Jack Tripper, I'm a nurse.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
I just remembered what happened last night.
What?
They took me to a tattoo parlor.
Oh, Jack, no.
Yes, I got tattooed.
On your...
Yes.
Hey. Let me look at it.
No, you're not gonna...
Oh, come on.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, I told you that I'm a nurse.
I don't care what you are. I want you to see it, Terry. It's ridiculous.
Jack... I have seen all shapes and sizes.
I'm talking about the tattoo.
What's so special about it?
Promise you won't laugh?
Yes.
It's a heart.
Well, that's not so bad.
And in the middle of it, it says, the love butt. Sorry. Just stand there laughing when I'm marked for life.
Oh, dang it, Easy. Who's gonna see it?
Well, I...
Sorry.
What am I gonna do now?
Have it removed.
They can do that?
I'll call one of the doctors down at the hospital.
Oh, Terry, bless you, bless you.
It's just a simple surgical procedure.
Surgical? You mean an operation?
What'd you expect, an eraser? Hello, Angie. Terry Alden. Hi. Listen, is Dr. Porter there? Good. I'd like to speak with him, please. Thanks. A very good plastic surgeon.
Hurt me.
Dr. Porter, Terry Alden. Listen, I have a friend who would like to have a tattoo removed, and, well, it's on...
Why don't I just put him on the phone? Hold on.
Just a second.
I gotta go to work. I'll see you
Terry,
later.
Terry, promise me you won't mention any of this to Janet.
Okay, but she's bound to find out.
How?
Jan always gets to the bottom of things.
Cheer up, Terry, okay? Oh, doctor, yes, this is Jack Tripper, and, I do have a problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see. Tell me, how large is the tattoo? Well, that might require a skin graft. You'd have to stay overnight.
Well, okay. How soon do you think you can do it? Oh, no, a month?
Now, I'll tell you what. I've had a cancellation. If you can get over here right away, I could schedule you for surgery this afternoon.
This afternoon? It's open, Larry. Well, doctor, I certainly don't want to wait a whole month. All right, well, listen, I'll come over to the hospital this afternoon. Right. Thank you, doctor. Bye.
What's this about a hospital?
It's nothing serious, Larry, just a little minor surgery.
Hold it, pal. There's no such thing as minor surgery. Once they open you up...
Larry, I'm telling you, it's not serious, okay?
You wouldn't kid me, would you, pal?
Honestly, it's nothing.
Oh. Well, what are they going to do?
I really would rather not talk about it. Do you mind?
Oh, my God, it is serious.
Jack?
Well, Larry, if you must know, I got a tattoo. Oh, my God!
A tattoo?
Right here. I was out with my Navy buddies last night, and at the time...
Yeah, I don't think I want to hear anymore. Thanks. So how are they going to take it off? Sandpaper? Where are you having it done?
Wilshire Memorial.
Really? I just gave Charlie Belson a lift over there. He's having a vasectomy. Can you believe it?
Well, Larry, this guy's got 8 kids.
Yeah, even so, it gives me the creeps just thinking about that.
Oh, come on now, Larry. A vasectomy is not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Now, look, if a guy wants to play it safe, a vasectomy is the only way to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you are. So when are you going into the hospital?
Yeah, just as soon as I can. Get myself dressed and throw a few things into a bag.
Don't let them cut too deep.
Hiya, Janet.
What? How about this guy, huh?
Larry, wait. Jack? What's going on?
No, not you two. I don't want you to worry. It's just a little minor surgery, okay?
Minor?
Yeah, and in a few days I'll be back in circulation.
This is nothing to joke about. I don't think you should do it.
Janet, the arrangements are already made. Listen, I gotta ask you, can I borrow your little suitcase? The zipper on mine isn't working.
I don't think your head is working.
Janet, I don't have time for this. I gotta get to the hospital. Are you gonna lend me your suitcase or not?
Oh, it's in the bottom of my closet. But I got a bunch of my clothes in it.
I'll empty it. Oh, and Janet, could you get my shaving stuff together for me?
Jack, I don't think you've given this enough thought.
Janet, please.
Oh, okay. But, Jack, we're going to talk some more about this.
I'll get it. Oh, hi, Mr. Furley. Hi.
Jack, what's the matter with you?
What?
Well, Larry just told me you're going into the hospital.
Oh, that big mouth.
But he didn't tell me what for. Now, to me, that sounds very serious.
No, Mr. Furley. It's just a little minor surgery.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Yeah. Excuse me, I got to go get dressed.
What kind of surgery? Tonsils, appendix?
Well, it's not that big a deal.
Having your ears pierced?
Mr. Furley, if you must know, I'm just getting rid of something that I never should have had in the first place.
Something
I never should have had. Mr. Furley, I'd love to talk to you about this, but I really gotta get
Jack, I think we should sit down and talk this over.
Sitting down is the last thing I want to do. Excuse me.
Jack! I'll get it. Yes?
We've got to stop him.
What?
We can't let him have an operation.
You know about that?
Yes, you've got to talk to him.
I've tried to talk him out of it.
Well, try harder. You can do it, Janet. I know you can. Because once you start nagging, you just never stop.
Mr. Furley.
I could have handed it to you, Janet. You could drive a guy right up the wall.
Mr. Furley!
I know, because I've given in to you lots of times just to shut you up.
Okay. You made your point.
Good. I knew I could count on you. Now, go get him. Because the next time I see Jack, I want to see Jack, not Jacqueline.
Mr. Furley, what are you...
Well, I'm on my way.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Jack.
Janet, I'm in a hurry.
Jack, aren't you being awfully selfish?
What?
Well, have you thought about the way this is going to affect other people?
What other people?
You do intend to get married someday, don't you?
Sure, of course, but
well,
what is that?
What do you think your wife is going to say about this?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Because I'm never going to tell her. Oh, it's you, Terry.
Are you all right?
Not really. Terry, why is the guy in the next room moaning?
He just saw his bill. Oh, come on. You're not worried about the operation, are you?
Yes.
Oh, believe me, it's nothing. The doctor could do it with one arm tied behind his back.
Really? But he won't, will he?
Oh.
It's just that I'm...
Hello, Dr.
Hi,
Porter.
Terry.
Jack, you'll be all right. See you later.
Sir Jack, how are we doing?
Well, I'm, Doctor, who are all these people?
Oh, they're interns. They're here to observe. Now, if you'll just roll over...
Dr. Thompson, a couple of them are women.
Oh, Jack, there are no men or women here, only doctors.
Oh, well, could you ask the doctors with the dresses to please leave?
Jack, please, come on. There's no need to be embarrassed. This is just routine to us.
Oh, my God.
All right. Now, as you can see, the patient has a heart-shaped tattoo on the lower gluteus maximus with an inscription.
Yeah. The love button.
Dr. Fairmont, are you here to learn or not?
I'm sorry.
Well, I can assure you this is nothing to joke about. The man has a very serious...
I'm sorry.
I've just never seen the love butt this far south before. No. It won't happen again, son. Now, Dr. Fairmont, how would you proceed in this case?
Well, I would make an incision from here to here, then down to here, then up through here.
Dr. Phillips, report to ICU.
Oh, excuse me, please. I'm looking for Jack Tripper.
He's in room 309, but the doctor's with him now.
Oh, thanks. I'll just wait. Thank you. Thanks. Excuse me. Can I leave my baby with you while I visit my husband?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's against the rules.
But they said I wasn't allowed to take him in with me.
I'm sorry.
Nurse White?
Excuse me.
What?
Would you watch my baby for me?
What?
Please, it'll only be 5 minutes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I really... Yes, I'd be very happy to.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
You won't have any trouble with Timmy. He's a very good baby.
Oh, I can see that.
Thank you.
Sure. Timmy, you may not know it, but you are going to get through Jack's thick skull.
Okay.
Jack. Look what I've got.
Janet, I didn't even know you were engaged.
Come on, I'm just watching him for somebody.
Oh, hi.
Isn't he precious?
Yeah, well, if you can't find a Cabbage Patch doll, this is pretty good.
His name is Timmy.
Hey, Timmy.
Would you like to hold him?
No, I don't
oh,
think so.
Oh, come on, Jack. I know you'll be great at this. Come on.
Well, maybe. Hello.
There you go.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Jack, you look so sweet.
He's got a little button. He's pretty cute, isn't he?
I knew you'd like him.
Boogity, boogity.
309.
Thank you.
Mr. Furley, here to see Jack?
No, I'm here to stop his operation. Believe me, Terry, he wouldn't be one bit happier as a woman.
Dr. What are you talking about?
Jack, you shouldn't fool around with Mother Nature, even if she did screw up the first time.
Mr. Furley.
Believe me. Look, I may not be a doctor, but I do know plumbing. And once you start fooling around with those pipes...
Oh, Mr. Furley, that's not why Jack's here.
It isn't?
No!
Well, then why is he here?
Well, I can tell you, Jack doesn't want anyone to know, but he made a mistake, and he's very ashamed about it, and he's come here to have it taken care of.
Yeah, but...
I'm sorry, Mr. Furley. I have to go back to work. I'll see you later.
Why won't anybody tell me what he's here for?
Rock-a-bye, baby.
I'd like to know.
Will you please leave? I have to attend to this patient.
Mother's Day will never be the same.
You too, and take the baby with you.
Oh, see, nurse.
I have to prepare him for surgery.
Oh, no, you don't. He's changed his mind. Right, Jack?
No, I haven't.
What? Didn't little Timmy do anything to you?
Well, he wet on me a little bit, but that'll do.
Honestly,
you're gonna have to forgive Janet. You know, hospitals make some people nervous. What is that?
That's just a little something to help you relax.
Well, it isn't working.
Oh, it will. It will. Now, come on. A few seconds and you won't have a care in the world.
Will it hurt?
Oh, now, Mr. Tripper, I've been giving these shots for over 20 years.
Yeah!
Every time. Now, in just a few minutes, you're going to feel a lot better.
Oh, sure. First you make me think it's not going to hurt, and now you tell me it's going to make me feel...
so good. Oh.
Well, I have to be going now.
Oh, thank you. You are so beautiful.
Why do they always have to get a shot before they say that?
Ooh, Janet, you are beautiful. Oh,
thanks, Jack. I have to talk to you.
Talk to me, Mama.
You want to have a baby of your own, don't you?
Well, sure.
Well, then we have to act now.
Okie doke, hop in.
Come on, please, I'm serious.
So am I.
Jack, sit up. Jack, oh no, oh please. Jack, you've got to listen to me.
Shh, I'm listening.
Jack, I really care for you.
And I care for you too, little Janet.
Oh, Jack, you may think that what you're doing is the right thing now, but as time goes by...
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is still a sigh. He's looking at you, sweetheart.
Jack, we can't wait. The gurney's on the way.
The gurney's on the way. The gurney's on the way. Hi-ho, the gurney.
to stay awake, Jack. Sit up. Stay. Put these on. Put these on.
They are. Are.
You're so smart.
I'll always remember you, Jack.
Jack, get up, please. Jack, give me your hand, Jack. Give me your hand. In here. No, no, Jack, don't bleed.
Impossible.
Oh, Mr. Furley, here, sit down and relax. There. And don't go wandering into the ladies' room again.
I must have been dreaming.
What?
The Jack had a baby.
Oh, Mr. Furley.
It even looked like him.
Oh, Mr. Furley, Jack's here just to have a tattoo removed.
Tattoo?
Okay. Jack, please. You are all dressed now. Oh, gosh. Okay?
Where are we going?
We are going home.
Oh. You there yet?
No, Jack, please. To the door. Oh, what are you doing?
Terry, I'm so glad to see you. You got to help me get Jack out of here.
But he's going into surgery.
No, he isn't. We're going to cancel it.
Why?
Why? You want him to have a vasectomy?
A vasectomy? He's having a tattoo removed.
A tattoo? What tattoo?
The one his Navy buddies gave him when he wasn't looking.
Well, why didn't he tell me about it?
Because he was too embarrassed.
Embarrassed? Terry, what should I be embarrassed about?
I'll show you.
Darling.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
You're welcome, sweets. It's open, Larry.
Hi, gang.
Hey, Larry.
I see the love butts in dry dock.
Only kidding, pal.
Hey!
Oh, Larry!
Sorry, I thought it was the other cheek.
Oh, you're so very funny.
What's the matter, Jack? Can't you take a joke?
That coffee smells good.
Would you like a cup?
I would love one.
Terry, why don't you get Larry some coffee in that special Navy mug that my friends left here the other night?
I'd be glad to, Jack.
Great.
Excuse me, Lawrence.
Thank you, Terry. Can't stay long, pal. I just came by to cheer you up. Well, you're doing a great job so far.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Jack, remember that girl, Charlene, that you've been wanting me to fix you up with?
Yeah.
Well, she's been getting very, very lonely.
She has?
Yes, she has. So, I'm taking her out tonight.
Don't touch me and make
Would
that
Would you laugh. Leave him alone, Larry? He just had an operation.
What did they do? Remove his sense of humor?
I mean, if you can't take a joke.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.